Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my good colleague Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Scare Free Society, about the prospect of an election in Venezuela in July of this year. The Maduro regime has no intention of holding a free and fair election. It has disenfranchised the chief opposition figure, Maria Corina Machado, ruled her not eligible to be on the ballot. Her party has brought forth someone to stand in for her, but in any event, we continue to hear stories about members of the opposition being arrested, jailed. One was reported murdered in Santiago by gangsters who attempted to hide his body in a suitcase in concrete, a former officer in the Venezuela military. Now more arrests of the opposition figures. Joseph assesses it here and answers his question: will they let the election go forward? What is this? What meaning does this have? Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, of the puzzling question of an election in Venezuela within months. More of this later.
So, yes, the elections are still scheduled for July. Anything can happen in Venezuela. You can never discount the regime canceling the elections, postponing the elections. They essentially, unfortunately, have almost carte blanche to do whatever they want in Venezuela because they're a dictator. So they control pretty much all the factors of power. That said, related to these specific arrests, this is unfortunately also kind of more of the same in the sense that the regime has decided to crack down very harshly on the opposition, particularly the opposition led by Maria Corina Machado, who's the leading opposition candidate, who has a political movement called Vente Venezuela. So early in the year, they basically arrested some of the leading members of Vente Venezuela. I mean, very close people to Maria Corina, like her communications advisor, her foreign relations advisor, and many others. They then tended to act like they were going to negotiate to be able to provide them safe passage, some of the ones that were seeking asylum in Argentina. But my understanding is they haven't done that yet. And now it looks like they were going for another round of persecution. So this to me is just essentially a thermometer check. They're raising the temperature as we get closer to the election as a sign of intimidation.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.